Enrollment numbers are down at South Dakota State University again this year, and they're down significantly. SDSU President Barry Dunn.
It's the second year that we will have pretty dramatic drop in enrollment. We know that. And so it's going to have some major impacts on the university. We're teaching fewer students than we were when we were at our high 10 years ago. And we need to adjust our staffing. We need to adjust our budgets. And we're in the process of doing that.
International student numbers have been down quite a bit the last couple of years. That has hurt. But Dunn says there's an even bigger reason for declining enrollment. The number of low-income students attending SDSU has seen a major drop.
This is a key. We're the only state in the union without a functional needs-based scholarship. And so we have like 1,100 fewer Pell-eligible students than we did 5 years ago. It's more dramatic than the drop in international students.
And that decline is felt at all the universities. It's 2,500 students across the Regental system.
Gradually increased tuition and fees because of salary policy that's not fully covered by the state. It's kind of convoluted stories, but as a cost of attendance has gone up, there's a clear message from those young people that we've priced ourselves out of a competition.
The Board of Regents will once again be pushing a needs-based scholarship called Dakota Promise during next year's legislative session.